What is the most important ingredient in your Chipotle order? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Okay, so there's a specific reason why I'm asking.
Oh, why are you asking?
What is the most important ingredient in your Chipotle order? Last night, my husband and I ordered Chipotle.
I haven't had that in a hundred.
Just the two of us.
Okay.
I appreciate like a chicken, like the salad bowl with the chicken
sure.
and then some
yeah.
extra like good the stuff. Salsas and the whatnots. And my husband likes a vegetarian burrito bowl because if you get the vegetarian, you know, the guac is free. So I go to order. It's true. So I go to order and like pretty much, I don't know if all Chipotles are doing this, but many of them are. You order through the app and then you pick it up. So okay, you're so not just, like standing in line and yeah. doing the thing.
Just helpful.
So the first Chipotle, the closest one I go to, and I put in his order, all is well, and then I go to put my order in, and it says, we are out of chicken. And I was like...
Out of chicken?
What?
How can you be out of
out
chicken?
Out of chicken, which is, like, that is a deal breaker for me, because well, the Chipotle chicken is the best.
Yeah, also, chicken.
Chicken.
I mean, it's like the thing... You want, you're going to rely on everyone just having the chicken.
Right? It's chicken.
Like beef, sure.
Chicken? It's always there. Chicken is just ever present, right? No, apparently not. Not at the Chipotle.
Okay, that's weird.
So then I'm like, all right.
Did they say like, sorry, we'd like to offer you a chicken rain check?
No, because I wasn't talking to a person. I was just, you know, on the app. So I was like, okay, fine. There's another Chipotle kind of nearby. I'll go to that one. Fine. Okay, cool. So I delete the order and I go change the location. Beep, boop, 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 beep. I'd like get mine all set up. And then I go to my husband's and it's like, we're out of guac.
Whoa. And I was how like, can you be out of guac at
what?
Chipotle?
Again, I don't know, but apparently there was a run.
That's
on
like,
guac.
I'm sorry, but we're out of tortillas. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It was really upsetting.
What did you
so
do?
Went to a third Chipotle.
Oh my
that had
lord!
All
how many Chipotles
the
are there?
Well, there's enough for me to get my burrito bowl. But that led me to ask the question because that was a deal breaker for both of us, right?
Well,
like,
yeah.
So like, I could have gone to the one that didn't
like
have the
I'm
chicken.
Going to get...
They had guac, and the one that didn't have the guac had chicken.
It's like saying, I'm going to go get a burger, and they're like, I'm sorry, but we're out of the burgers. Would you like a nice bun?
Right?
No.
So apparently, there was a stock issue yesterday, which leads me to the question, you have to pick a favorite. It's like, you have to say, like, this is if this were out, it's my deal breaker.
Katrina has a deal breaker.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, good.
What is the most important thing in your Chipotle order? Hello, Katrina.
100% guacamole.
Right? They have the best guac.
You can switch meats.
That's true. That's very true.
I kind of agree with you, but their chicken is really good, right?
Yeah, we only go there. We just got a coupon for, you know, a family thing where you get a free chips and guac. I'm like, well, we're going to Chipotle
everybody,
tonight.
Kids, so. Dress up. We're going to Chipotle. yeah, I'm with you. The guac. I mean, that was a deal breaker for my husband. He was like, 100%. Find me the guac.
Yep.
Thank you, Katrina.
I think Katrina's onto something. I was going to say protein. Like, if you're out of my protein, then I don't want to speak to you. But I feel like if it was just one protein, you could switch to another protein. But to her point, if you're out of guac, you're out of guac.
There's not
and
a
if you
sum.
Wanted guac, I don't know what I value more. I mean, I honestly think meat is always at the apex of food experience.
Me
but,
too.
But, you know.
You got to have a good meat.
But I'm not picky about my meat. Like, I don't, if they didn't have chicken, I would have easily just as soon gotten barbacoa or carnitas.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I've never tried another meat at Chipotle. Once I met the chicken, I couldn't not eat the chicken. It's my favorite.
Laura's on the line.
Hi, Laura. Laura, save me from Bradley's.
I don't know what to do with
he doesn't know what to do with
you.
Me and my chicken.
The fact that you would settle for chicken
oh,
when there's
the
all this other meat out there. Anyway.
But it's so good. Hi, Laura. What
the
is the
chicken,
most important?
I have to say the chicken is good there. It but once is. I discovered the barbacoa, that oh. was it. But I would, it, deal breaker to me would have to be the guac.
Yeah.
See? Yep. That's
but
a rough
my
one.
Husband went to, my husband went to Arby's once, and they were out of roast beef.
Well, that seems
horrifying,
patently absurd and illegal.
We still joke about it to this day when we drive by it. It was the one in Rogers. We're like, yeah, we could go there, but maybe they don't have roast beef. Maybe they do. We don't know.
What do people eat?
But see,
then?
You know, I mean, Arby's.
What do you get then?
That's exactly what I said. I go, I always get roast beef there. What the heck?
Yes. You know?
That's like going to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they're like, yeah, anything you want, you guys, except we're out of the chicken.
Yeah. That's the signature.
Yeah, nope. I mean, if you don't have roast beef, what are you?
What is that?
You're not an Arby's. You're just a Wendy's.
Yeah, because Arby's, by the way, stands for roast beef.
Roast beef, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they claim they have the meats, but do they?
No, apparently
they don't. Not all the meats.
Apparently they don't. Laura, I'm sorry for that tragic event in your past. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too. What are you thinking about something, Bradley?
I don't know that I knew that Arby's was RB for roast beef.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
What do you mean?
That Arby's stands for roast beef.
How?
Arby's.
Oh.
You didn't know it either!
Hi, welcome everyone.
Mm-hmm. When did you learn that, Colleen?
I don't know.
I always knew it.
No. I definitely didn't always know that. I want to say it was like a year ago that like came
RB.
To my attention.
Is that for real or is that some kind of weird?
That is fake.
Is that a Snopes?
That is fake news. Here's the history of Arby's.
Arby's.
I chose
the name Arby's based on the letter R and the letter B, the initials of the Raphael brothers.
Oh, and roast beef.
The Raphael brothers, they founded the
story. Okay, here's what I will give the story as told to us by Colleen Lindstrom, even though it was slightly off.
It was on to me.
Arby. Mm-hmm. That Arby, the word, stood for R. B,
yeah,
the
regardless
letters.
What it stands for, yeah. You didn't even realize it was RB.
No, I did not.
Yeah, so like I was, I half shocked you.
Yeah. No, you fully shocked me. It's just the reality was a little different.
I was watching it wash over your face. Like you were like, hold on a
second. RB?
RB. Okay, fine. It's not for roast beef, but it is the
Raphael Brothers?
Raphael Brothers.
Leroy
and Forrest.
If it were me, which it isn't, I would change that story, but thank you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of eating. We're going to eat. We're very food heavy today, which is fine. It's kind of what we do. We've got some interesting peanut butters to try. I know it sounds like, oh, fine, they're just going to eat peanut butter. But these are some flavors. We've got a spicy garlic peanut butter that we're going to try. And another what?
Okay, really quickly. You're going to just finish your story and then
we're going to eat peanut butter. That's it. Go.
So both Nicole and Sonia on Twitter said the following. I was at Arby's once and they were out of roast beef.
What?
Sonia says, I went to Arby's the other night. They were out of roast beef.
What?
Arby's, what is wrong?
Arby's, they don't got the meats. So this is like a whole thing, you guys. We're having supply chain issues at all of
Arby's
your favorite
restaurants.
Arby's
stands for robbed beef.
Robbed of beef. Ooh. Phil said that they've run out of meat at Taco Bell before, too.
Oh, wow. They ran out of bags of... You haven't lived until you've seen an employee open a bag of taco meat and...
Don't try to ruin my time, okay?
I mean, not that I'm not going to still order it. I'm just saying.
Peanut butter coming up for cheat day after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. It's Friday on the Colleen and Bradley Show. And that means it's a day that we like to eat things. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And let's cheat.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
What are we putting in our pie holes today?
Okay, so this is an interesting peanut butter experience. It is by the Saratoga Peanut Butter Company. And they have, I have two flavors.
Flavor.
We're going to call one dinner and one dessert.
Okay. I like this. So, I brought carrot sticks today.
Oh, good.
So can I use those?
For one of them, you would want to, and the other one, you would not want to, I think. So one of them is called Slow Burner. It's a spicy garlic peanut butter.
Ooh.
I'm like, what? I don't know what this is. That's a savory experience. It's going to be a savory experience. This I could see using in like some recipes,
yeah,
maybe.
Like a curry.
Right? Okay, oops. Okay, hold on. I got to...
drizzle that over some curry.
So I do want you to know, this is like natural peanut butter. So like, I opened it and was not ready for... I mean, I was ready for it, but it's got the... You got to stir it. But so I didn't get to stir it very well because we were limited by time. So you guys might have gotten kind of an oily... Sorry.
Sell it.
Discharge.
Well...
No, please don't say
it. Just... So anyway, but now I know to store this upside down and mix accordingly. Who wants to start? Because I feel like we should start with the spicy garlic.
So is that the single cup one?
Sorry, yes, that is the single cup. You can probably smell it.
Yeah, you can smell it.
Yeah, because the other one is going to be a sweeter experience.
I'm a little, just my taste buds are a little scared.
Mine are too, because who ever thought, it's got sriracha, it's got garlic, and it's got peanut, and it's in a peanut butter form.
I took a lick.
And?
This would definitely be something that you want to add to a recipe.
That's not something you want to smear on your toast or anything.
Well, I mean, if you're in the mood, I think this would be really good with veggies. So if, Brad, you want to dip your carrot in that or a piece of celery or something like that, then it would totally work.
I would dip something in this.
Mm-hmm.
Brad?
Mm. Ooh,
You know what I would do?
Hmm.
Did you say sriracha?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of sriracha, I'm just going to admit, so that kind of takes me out of the running. But the garlic and peanut butter, I do like the idea of using it as a like a sauce thickener for like a curry.
Or pad thai.
Yeah, like I would do that.
This actually would be awesome in a, like, put some coconut milk with it. And
yeah, I don't like the sriracha, I will just say, but I don't like sriracha. I don't like the spice.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
Okay, so that wasn't your thing, which is fine. I would use this for sure. In fact, actually, there's enough left. I'm going to bring it home and I'm going to use it because it is interesting. Okay, so the other one you have,
ooh, it is spicy.
It is really spicy. You're fine. Are you good? Okay, the next one. This one is the Blizzard Butter. Is what it's called.
Blizzard butter. What does that stand for?
It is creamy white chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, I get it. White ice blizzard.
Blizzard. See?
I was thinking like DQ.
Wouldn't that be nice? So I'm mixing right now because it's going to be a lot of... And you're all in. And? You're still munching. He's going back. Are you not getting the white chocolate?
I don't taste any white chocolate.
Really?
You taste it. Might be that the pepper is overwhelming my taste buds.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Holly, did you get a lick of the?
Yeah, I don't taste white chocolate specifically, but it's nutty and sweet.
Yeah, it's peanut butter.
Oh my gosh. I would just turbo spoon this into my mouth. Maybe I didn't mix it up well enough to give you guys a good.
Yeah, I don't. Do you taste white chocolate?
I do.
Good.
But I've actually been like mixing this thing for a minute. So it's not aggressive, though. That's what I like about it.
No, it tastes like peanut butter. It's good.
Right? Mm-hmm. So in this one, the white chocolate isn't coming forward and smacking you in the rear. It's like, well, it's just subtle. Also, I usually prefer, I don't usually like a white chocolate. I don't know why. I don't know what the difference is with the flavor, but I'm not a big fan of it. But I don't mind it like this. So, Saratoga Peanut Butter Company, thank you.
Where do we get this experience? Do they have other flavors?
Order it. Yes. Yes, they do. I think you can, I know you can order it online. Hold on.
I love the idea of savory peanut butter.
Well, I do too, especially for like recipes and stuff like that.
I would want maybe like a smaller jar. I need to look.
Their website, by the way, is yopeanut.com.
Yo Peanut!
You can get yourself some pumpkin pandemonium right now.
Mmm.
They do have that. They have...
I like flavors in my peanut butter.
They have their regular plain peanut butter.
They have a chocolate one.
Yeah, they've got this. Ooh, I like this one. Adirondack Jill with almond. It's almond and peanut butter, blueberries, pepitas, and chia seeds.
Oh, very
and then their
healthy.
Adirondack Jack has cranberries, sunflower seeds, and flax. Mm. Yeah, so they've got like a bunch of, there is a chunky dark chocolate peanut butter. Anywho's-y, what's-y.
It was very kind
yeah,
of them.
You can send it our way. Yeah, you can get it on at yopeanut.com.
Yo Peanut!
And they do have, they have like a ton of different flavors. Major maple.
Ooh, I like maple.
They have a banana and raisin peanut butter. Yeah, all kinds. They've just got a plain old almond butter. They have the trifecta. What is in the trifecta? Dark chocolate almond butter and dried cherries. So there you go. Yopeanut.com. Let's give this a rating. So for the slow burner.
I'm going to give it a 2. Because I don't like the spiciness.
That's just not your flavor.
It's just not my jam, man.
Holly?
I'm going to give it a nice 3.
I'm going to give it a 4 because I could see using it in something else.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to do that. I'm probably going to make, you know, some sort of like a sauce. And it's going to be great. It's going to be lovely. And it is kind of nice. Like it already came mixed with all the yummies.
You don't have to do it.
The white chocolate?
I'll give that a nice 3. Solid 3. Good peanut butter.
Holly?
I didn't taste any white chocolate, but I probably just got a bad scoop.
Yeah, I think I didn't mix it well for you. I apologize.
I'm also going to give it a nice solid 3.
I'm also going to give this one a 4 because I'm going to probably have at least another 2 spoonfuls while we go to break. So peanut butter for you.
Yummy!
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
We'll tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Oh, there he is. Hello. And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly. That name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Huh?
What?
Who's your D-bag?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
My D-bag is the Kardashians.
Well,
all of them! Horrible people. Horrible. Horrible people. Do you know what they did?
Well, I mean, they canceled their show.
Put a pin in that. By the way, ding, ding, ding. Guess who was absolutely 100% correctamundo, according to page 6, the Colleen and Bradley show, because it was correctly identified that the Kardashians are set to ink a streaming deal with Netflix, Apple, or Amazon soon. Ha ha! We told you so. Okay, so now back to why they're D-bags.
Why are they D-bags?
They didn't tell Caitlyn.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh.
They literally, nobody told Caitlyn that Keeping Up with the Kardashians was ending.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did they have to?
I mean, don't you feel like a person that was involved in the show deserves the courtesy of a phone call before you tell the world?
I guess so, but like, she hasn't been on the show for years.
She's a part of their family!
I know, but they don't think so.
Some of them do.
I'm not making it okay.
I was going to say, do you think that makes them not D-bags?
No, they're D-bags. I mean, trust me, I'm sorry. It's true.
Caitlyn said, quote, to the morning show in Australia. I mean, am I surprised? No, of course not. But that doesn't make it less rude. She said, I heard it on the news. Nobody called me. I heard it through the media. That said, apparently the news didn't come exactly as a surprise to her. Duh. She even said, was I surprised? No, but that show, it's probably the greatest reality show in history. I mean... maybe I wouldn't go that far, Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the least they could have done was said, hey, I know you were on this show for however many years.
We would just like you to
bye.
Know.
Also, we're going to make a ton of money without you because now we know that that's happening coming down the pike.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So can we double back to that? They're going to ink a deal with Netflix or wherever else.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like a couple of, like, first of all, like, think about all the real estate that they have to give.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if they have the right to do this, but like if they packaged the umpty foo seasons of their actual show together with like first look deals or other ideas, like that's bunches of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, it's so obvious, hashtag.
It's so obvious.
It's so obvious that this was not, when we learned that this was going to be the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, it was clear, no, in fact, it's not going to be the end of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians because nobody walks away from tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
For doing not much more than just...
lying to all of us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it was the end of them on E!, it was not the end of them, period. Yeah.
And I think truly, and, you know, again, time will tell. This Page Six story, by the way. Also, did you see that Page Six has pictures of Katie Holmes making out with her new man that just came out? So that's hot and heavy still. Just really quickly. Yeah, no, basically exactly what I said. So we don't know any details, but it's an exclusive for Page Six, which means that Kris Jenner probably called them up to be like, hey.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Keep in mind that people such as Ryan Murphy and J.J. Abrams inked deals with streaming services reportedly around $300 million each. So again, for a family that made $150 million the last time around, it's quite possible that they're hoping to get twice as much.
I have so many questions, right? Because it's, you know, like you said, those two people that inked deals. But others have also inked deals with other streaming services that are like money that you can't even actually comprehend, right?
Yeah, Harry and Meghan.
Yep.
I will say that I think I'd be curious to see if they're going to try to, you know, go the way of like Ellen having spinoff shows. I will say this Page Six article says that an insider says the family's interested in shifting away from reality to work on a show similar to...
what?
Shark Tank, by trading off their newfound reputations as entrepreneurs.
Okay. Hit so that, word, that is interesting, and I would like to sit with that for a moment.
Entrepreneurs. Well,
I will say, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say this, and this is going to make it sound like I am like a Kardashian sympathizer, and I don't necessarily know that I am, however...
Oh, yes, you are in your heart. You know you love
well,
them.
Parts of me might be, because one of the things I think about is, imagine how... taxing, okay, that's not the right word. Imagine how much it is to juggle because of the way that they mess with the space-time continuum. To have to continue to juggle that in the world that we live in, where all of their secrets go, you know, trotting out, it sort of does take away the mystery of their show. There's not a mystery. But when the story leaks out months prior to when the show actually airs, you know, they're always having to do some sort of runaround to manage the story so that it is packaged right on their show. And all I'm saying is if they decide, well, we're not going to do that anymore, we're not going to do the reality TV thing anymore, that does take a level of stress out of whatever they're producing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they do a Shark Tank type of thing.
Well, and to be, you know, I'm sure... your point that after a while it gets old constantly having people up in your business,
right?
And it worked for a while because you felt like you were in control of the business that you were putting out there, but oftentimes, you know, the world has changed and social media has changed such that we don't really allow anybody to do one thing and tell us another, mm-hmm. and get away with it, right. So like I could see why it would seem perhaps like you'd be in more control by doing something that doesn't require people to constantly, you know, have cameras up in your business 24/7. So I think that's totally plausible. And also, it's probably a lot less work. Right. And not all of them have to be involved all the time. This way, you know.
They can rotate them out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're getting $300 million, I'm sure you could figure
out. Except for Chloe. She'll show up every time because poor Chloe.
Because what else is she doing?
Poor Chloe.
She's for breezing.
Chloe. Get that Febreze money, honey.
Mm-hmm. For our next D-bag, would you like to know who it is?
Yes.
The NFL.
Oh, all of them?
I don't know. This tweet that my attention was drawn to yesterday.
Okay.
Missed. It missed. It was not a hit. It was a miss for me. They tweeted out yesterday at 5:26 p.m. prior to the Kansas City Chiefs game, a photograph of the end zone. That's an area of the field in football, where it emblazoned upon the end zone is the word Chiefs for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Makes sense.
Bradley, do you know anything about the Kansas City Chiefs?
Zero.
But do you know kind of what the mascot is and what they're named for?
Well, I would assume it's has a Native American connection.
Correct. They
which
did,
I didn't think we were doing that anymore.
They
but.
Did change it from a picture of a Native American Indian chief to an arrowhead with the letters K and C.
Okay.
To try to...
So they're aware on some level that that was a problematic name.
Apparently.
Okay.
The NFL tweeted a picture of that end zone with the Chiefs' name emblazoned. But above that, on the... I don't know what that line would be called. I'm going to call it the out-of-bounds line. I don't know. It says, end racism. Do you want to do the math on that?
So... You have end racism, mm-hmm. and above it, it says Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe end the racism in your name.
End racism. Hashtag it takes all of us.
Apparently, they need to put that mirror right to their face.
Yeah. And then there were other things that happened last night during the game. I will not get into all of them. However... Do you know that there were 16,000 fans seated
You were telling me this story off the air, and I'm so confused. I do not understand the world that I live in right now. I literally have these moments where I'm like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me again.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a pandemic, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Not everybody knows that, so, though, apparently.
What about 16,000 people in place seems like a good idea?
I mean, who are you asking? Me?
Were these people, did they at least have to wear masks?
So that I actually don't know. So I have not done the homework on, I mean, whether or not they did.
I mean, I don't know what they're, look, here's the thing that I try to say to people. Everybody's got their own comfort levels.
Yep.
I don't know what the rules are in Kansas City. One would imagine that they can't be that different from the way things are here in Minnesota. And I just don't understand how you could get 16,000 people together safely.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I might be missing some crucial information. I'm willing to entertain that idea. If you said to me, would you feel comfortable going to this experience? I would say no.
Mm-mm.
For a couple reasons, mm-mm. but mostly because of coronavirus.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not a football fan.
Can
so
I
that's
also just
easy.
Say this? There's this like idea that some people have that outside is magical and that you cannot catch the virus outside. It's not magical.
Yeah.
Like it's the chance is less.
Yeah.
But even though this is an outdoor stadium or open air stadium,
16,000 people is a lot of
that's
people.
That's a lot of people. That is, by the way, 22% capacity. So they're
good Lord,
normal.
How many people can you get in a stadium mm-hmm. for crying out loud?
72,000, almost 73,000. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, again,
that's
that just people, doesn't
though.
Work for me in general, like whether it's a concert or a football game.
Exactly. Well,
that's
I mean,
too many
again,
people.
Like just the joke of you being at a football game in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, me being at a football game in the first place.
The 76,416 mm-hmm. people
mm-hmm.
in that stadium.
Also, I think if I were a football fan, I'd be like, I'm a couch football fan.
Right?
Because it's warm.
And yes. you get better angles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm... Least thing I'm concerned about is the angles. I just, you know, in that.
Well, you know, like sports ball things.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Gooper Scoopers together and scoop some goop.
Oh, goody.
Gwyneth Paltrow is saying stuff, and we're going to judge her for it after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
We have to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, God.
And when we do that, we have to call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
Cause there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
I read this headline about Gwyneth Paltrow, and I thought, we have to spend a moment with this. Okay. It came from celebcheatsheet.com.
Oh, could you do me a favor? Take the two E's out. Put an I there. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what we think of it. Well, here's the headline. And this comes from an interview with Gwyneth Paltrow in Harper's Bazaar that she did. And this is what I love about showbiz cheat sheet is that they take stories from January of 2020.
Oh,
what? A full 8 months ago.
Okay. Before COVID. Mm-hmm. Sure. It's going to be relevant.
And they grab like one sentence from it and spin an entire story about it as though it's new information, which it is not.
Rude.
Because again, it is a quote from January. The
Rude.
Quote is, I vom, I gag, I hate it. Oh. Gwyneth Paltrow describes seeing herself act in movies. Quote, I vom, I gag, I hate it.
What is she, like a Valley Girl from 1986?
Who says I vom, right?
I will say vom.com.
Well, duh. Because we're hip.
Okay, so what? So she's saying that she can't watch herself because
exactly.
She'll vomit.
She says, it's
"Oh my
just
god,
the
I just
worst.
Can't even watch myself because I'm so I just can't."
Which I will just, on the one hand, say that explains why she can never remember that she was in movies with people.
She doesn't actually watch them,
right?
I just get the impression that Gwyneth Paltrow used to show up as an actress and like she was just, which is totally believable, by the way. That she would just show up and kind of like offhandedly do a movie because
right.
You'll remember she's a Chollywood?
Excuse me.
Hollywood child, like a child of Hollywood.
Yep.
Because of her parents. So she grew up around Hollywood mm-hmm. and I bet she just sees Hollywood as sort of there.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing to do.
Like she probably takes it for granted a little bit.
I mean, the privilege is strong with this one.
Yes.
So I think it does not surprise me that she'd be like, I don't even have time for it. Because what you're really saying when you say that, and I don't think people realize this very often, what you're really saying is, I don't take this job seriously enough to actually pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because actors should probably watch their performances to understand how they perform and how they could perform better or
I mean,
differently.
Pull the curtain back. We are from time to time treated with the wonderful experience of having to re-listen to segments of our show. And then.
And you can do it too, ladies and gentlemen, from.
Yeah.
Know.
Just download the podcast app, the My Talk app.
It's important.
No,
to,
but it is.
It's important to see the work that you're doing so that you can appreciate it. And if you just say, like, oh, I just hate watching myself on TV. Well, okay, I don't know what you think you're communicating, but as far as I'm concerned, it sounds like you don't take your job seriously, which is kind of pathetic. Also, stop putting candles in your hoo-ha.
Okay, so then that's my second thing, is like, okay, I'll buy it. You don't like to see yourself act, right? But I don't buy that you vom, you gag, you hate it, woman who has sold candles that smell like your hoo-ha and in order to collect that and mimic that scent, you requested that your employees actually experience that scent. Somebody who's that far up their own rear end.
Well, it's not
literally
the rear end.
And figuratively.
They didn't make a candle about that, although that's next season.
No, I think she was going to.
No, she was not going to do a butt candle.
I think she was.
You are smoking crack.
You know the butt candles at Spencer's.
No, I honestly thought she was going to do that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, you know what it was? No, it was. Remember, she was going to do a candle that smelled like her. Rhymes with ain't.
Are you serious Google right now?
Google it. Wait,
okay.
Ain't
well,
candle?
Hold on.
Yes. Do Gwyneth. Mm. You have to do her name with it. Otherwise, you're going to get some whole other else.
Whole other.
No, she said, she posted to Instagram.
Well, there's a headline that it would smell incredible if it was made. Mm. Hold on, let me.
Okay, it says, in June, Paltrow announced during an interview with The Tonight Show that she decided to capitalize off the success of This Smells Like My Wahina, her $75 candle that sold out in a matter of hours, with a second scent called This Smells Like My Schmorgasm. Mm. It says, This Smells Like My Schmaint candle, maybe a one of one edition exclusively for Downey. The actress should really consider making it for the masses.
So it was it was for the lols.
It was a special one just for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Lucky her.
Do you like that?
I made a new candle just for you. It smells like my schmaint.
Although
do we live in, people?
This is what we're talking about today.
Mm? On an Etsy shop.
No.
There's one that is labeled Sandy.
Mm. Mm-mm. What?
That's what it's called, Sandy.
Mm. Schmaint?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. It's there. There
it's
it is.
$20.
Sandy Schmaint. What does it smell like, though?
That, Bradley.
Well, you'd have to buy
you'd
it.
You'd have to purchase it.
Pop
to find
your
out.
Sex on the beach cherry with essence of guava.
Anyway, back to Gwyneth Paltrow. You cannot tell me that a woman who is that far up her own rear, it like voms and gags and hates watching
herself.
Yeah,
that sounds like something people do because what she's trying to do is that sort of old Hollywood thing of like, oh, I poo poo, you know, like I want to.
You make a candle of that too.
Okay.
False deprecation, self deprecation.
Yeah, it's like
false
it's
defecation.
Like, it's
yeah.
Well, that's it's fake humility. It's like, oh yeah, no, I can't watch myself. It's so I just no, girl, no. You know, when you're alone at home, you pour yourself a bottle of wine, and you get you light up a pack of ciggies, and you sit there
as a
and
Hollywood
watch
actor,
yourself. Oh, please do tell.
I would find it increasingly uncomfortable myself to see myself on the big screen. See, I just can't even say it with all seriosity.
I know, because it's so ridiculous.
It's just trash.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, I understand feeling insecure about one's work or performance, because especially if it's something you care about, you have tender feels about it, tender vittles. But if you take your job seriously, then it's important to look at your craft. But she's just speaking craft. But God.
Can't take you anywhere, can we?
Oh, well. It is Friday.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, tell us your fantasy candy combos. 651-641-1071. What fantasy candy combinations do you have? We'll talk about it after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.